Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Otaku by Default. I'm Dark Soundwave. After a short hiatus, we are back in full swing with Ratchet 412162.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
We have a somewhat special Rage episode. Ratchet today went to go see the brand new Avatar The Last Airbender movie. Ratchet, what'd you think of it?
Well, first off, there's going to be some storytelling to do, because I remember months and months ago when I went to go see some movie. It was awesome, that I remember, but I was in the movie theater and I saw it and I recognized that this was the trailer for the Avatar movie, not Dances with Smurfs, Avatar, The Last Airbender. And I was just in awe. I was in awe. Everything looked good. Everything looked awesome. Until the name of the director was revealed. M. Night Shyamalan.
Ding dong.
Ding dong. Yes. And I thought from go, oh my god, he's gonna fuck it up.
Well, Rich, if I may interject here, as we all know, Shyamalama Lama Ding Dong isn't well known for story development, character development. He's more of a what's a twist guy, as seen in every of his movies.
Oh, yes. You can't see one of that guy's movies without some sort of twist at the end.
Yeah, and I personally am not going to see it from hearing what Ratchet's story and reading a few reviews of it online. He can go fuck himself. Ratchet's going to get his $24 back.
Oh, yes. But anyways, let's get into it. Okay, so
right today, off the bat, Ratchet, what did you see wrong with the movie?
Oh, good God. All right, first off, let's start with the title screen from Go. The title screen was basically the motherfucking show copied and pasted with live actors. That's it. Except they didn't have the cool intro of fire, water, earth, and air.
And now we need heart to form Captain Planet.
Captain Planet! Yep. No, but I saw this and I thought, oh, yay, he's doing somewhat of a good job so far. No. No, that immediately changed when I heard the narration from the little girl. That's when it all went downhill. You see, folks, to put it in short, so far, Avatar itself, the motherfucking movie, everything that it has to offer is not its own continuity. No. It is Avatar seen through the eyes of M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, raped with the footnotes, and not even done fully correctly. In fact, if you are a hardcore fan of the show, you are going to see that they skipped a lot of shit. A lot of shit.
Movie-wise, you got to skip some things. I mean, look at the Aragon movie. They had to skip 90% of the book.
Yeah, but you probably didn't notice a lot of it. You didn't notice too much. And no. But in Lord of the Rings, when they skipped shit, the movie moved smoothly.
True.
Not The Last Airbender, as I will refer to it from now on, because, well, this isn't worthy to have the Avatar title. Thank God that went to Dancing with Smurfs, because this completely raped the series, folks. Completely. And it's just based on book one. And they don't get anything right. Not at all. I mean, one minute, you're in the Southern Waterbending Tribe.
I guess.
The next minute, The next minute, you're in the earthbending kingdom. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you're in the Fire Nation. And then you make a little detour to the Northern Air Temple and blah, blah, blah. And basically, our good friend just couldn't stand to stick with the continuity. He couldn't stand to stick with anything else. No. He had to do it his own way. He had to do the footnotes. It wasn't dramatic enough. And the acting? Oh. This is some of the most stiff acting ever.
Ratchet. Yes. Let's move on. We'll get to the acting in a moment. Let's see. Was any of the special creatures like Appa, Momo, the mole badger thingy shown at all in the movie?
If you can call that being seen, yes. You see, our good friend M. Night must be fucking terrified of Appa because you don't see Appa's face. It's always covered by something. Either it's in shadows, or a piece of ice is covering it, or rock is covering it, or something. And then the little mole bat sidekick, well,
Momo,
yeah. You only get to see him for a total of 5 minutes in the movie.
Nah, that's not fair. Momo's cute.
You can thank our good friend M. Night for that call.
M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
I don't know. If he were ever to make a video game, I would say his game would be What a Twist. Woohoo!
Yep.
That's his entire game. Just a plot twist.
Yep. And all you do is walk through doors and see different twists.
Exactly. It's like the future, what it could have brought. But you didn't take the right door. And yes, Ratchet has been hitting the sauce tonight.
I had to. After watching that, it's an abomination to man, folks.
Oh, God. Did you see any of the distinct martial art style within the bending itself? They show on the TV show, at least.
Now, you see, that is kind of an interesting thing to get into. Because you see, folks, that's all you see is the martial arts of it. And that's it. You barely see the bending at all. At all. You see, like, occasionally some dude playing with fire, some dude playing with water, air, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? You don't get to see it all the time. It's mostly just the martial arts behind it, and that's it.
So essentially, he took the original fighting styles and say, rape time!
Oh, yes.
Did it look like in this movie he was actually trying to make a movie with a story at least?
Once again, just no. It didn't look like that at all. What it looked like is he marathoned through the show, he took footnotes, and based on said footnotes, he made the movie and the script.
So essentially he just sat down with Netflix going, all right, I'm going to watch every episode of this show so I can get ready to make my movie. Pointless scene. Ooh, I like this one. Oh, giant yeti that flies. Oh, God, it's scary. No, take it away. Do not want.
Yep, that's exactly what he did.
Would you recommend, what age, if age group wise that people want to see this, what would you recommend it to? Age group wise, mind you.
Unborn fetuses, so they don't actually have to watch the thing.
And no, we do not support abortion. we're unbiased against that shit. Fuck, I had a whole thing lined up to ask you about this movie. Holy shit, and I forgot it all. Goddamn. Ratchet, would you recommend this to anyone to either watch in the theaters or pick up on DVD?
No. You know what? I can't support the spending of money on this at all. To anybody. To not a single soul out there. But what I do support is watch it for free somehow. I'm not saying pirate it. I'm just saying if you have free movie tickets, if you have something that doesn't require you to spend money, aside from on drinks, and I do mean of the alcoholic kind,
Yes, we do.
then yeah, totally go see this movie. But I don't recommend picking it up on DVD. I don't recommend going to the theater to see it. In fact, the 3D gave me a fucking headache.
Actually, yeah, you brought that back up. I was about to point that out. God damn you. You sneaky bastard. Well, I think that wraps up the Avatar thing. What do you think, Ratch? Any last notes you want to add in?
M. Night Shyamalan, Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Woohoo!
You owe me mother money, motherfucker. And so do you, Nickelodeon. Nickelodeon, how can you let this man touch this piece of work?
By a
You
cop.
could have gotten anybody, Jerry
Michael
Bruckheimer. You could
Bay.
have. Hell, Michael Bay might have even been an improvement because then at least we would have seen some of the cool fucking bending going on.
Yay, special
And
effects.
instead, it's like, oh, look, ice is coming out of the ground. Fire is coming out of the thing. Let's rape the continuity of this show. Woohoo!
So essentially, folks, Ratchet got bent over and raped up the ass, and he didn't like it.
Nope,
I feel for
not at
him.
all.
All right, let's go to a game me and Ratchet just finished this morning. Approximately 12, well, yeah, 12 noon, we finished the game exactly. Transformers War for Cybertron. We've both played online, we both played the campaign. I'm giving the score-wise for the game an 8 out of 10. It only gets an 8 because campaign. That's the only good thing about the fucking thing.
Oh.
Multiplayer shit. I mean, this thing has so many connection issues. You go join a game, boink, lost connection to host. Son of a bitch. Join in a game, host has left the game. You fucked up. You lose XP. Shit. All right, escalation mode. Yeah, this is gonna be fun. You've lost connection to host. Son of a bitch. Or you get people, when you actually get into a game, you get people that just bought it. And when they just bought it, they are like, how do I shoot, guys? What do I do? Oh, fuck. Although, I will say, multiplayer-wise, there is one good thing about it. Finding a game to join campaign wise. That's actually fun. And choosing your character. Ratchet, what do you give the game? Score wise and everything.
You know what? This is going to be a little bit ambitious, but for the campaign mode itself, I give it a 9 out of 10. That's for the campaign, but
Heck
for the
yeah.
multiplayer, I give it a shit. I give it a 5 out of 10. Honestly, because you die too quickly. And too often, people respond way too quickly. And honestly, the controls just don't feel right for whatever reason when you get into multiplayer. I mean, I don't know about all of you out there, but when I was playing through campaign, I was enjoying myself. The controls felt all right. I was having fun with my buddies.
Even though we died many, many times.
Oh, yes,
And it was
but
not easy.
life was good. But the only advice I can give any of you out there, if you're going to pick up this game, find two other buddies to play with you. Because guess what, folks? Co-op is the one of the only ways this game is really enjoyable. Really.
The main thing that I was very, very disappointed with, because normally if you pre-order the game, you get something special. However, with 90% of Activision's games, you don't have to pre-order it to get these special characters. In this game, if you pre-ordered it at Best Buy, you'd get Jazz, or if you pre-ordered anywhere else, you'd get, what's his name? Shockwave. However, there's no plans to make them DLC, so it's one of those things of, you lose, sucker! Thanks for the $50, though. I mean, I'm very sad. I don't get to play as my dearly beloved British Decepticon. I'm very sad. They even brought in his G1 voice. I'm like, wow, that they actually found him alive. When 90% of the voice actors are dead. Which is a very tragic thing. Soundwave's voice in this game is very, very G1-ish. It's very awesome, except they didn't get the right tone. Sir Peter Cullen is back as reprising his role as Optimus Prime. Megatron's voice actor is the one from the movie. Not much special. Starscream is, I have no idea who the fuck that is, but that's not his original voice because his original voice died of a brain hemorrhage in 1996.
Oh, yes, the joke was played on him, I guess.
You're a sick little man.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn. There's a lot of voices you won't recognize if you remember G1 or if you have it on DVD or your hard drive, whatever. But other than that, it's a very well-made campaign. If you, I know if for people who've not beaten the game, I'm going to spoil this for you now. If you beat the Decepticon campaign, you get Slipstream, one of the very few female Decepticons. If you beat the Autobot campaign as well, you get RC for escalation and multiplayer. I don't know how the fuck she's in multiplayer. I cannot find that.
Yeah, you probably got to do some digging, but
Probably.
you know what? I got a feeling that the female Autobots are in there for, and this is just my
DNA.
theory. No, not even TNA. No, you see, Transformers, and I'm gonna sound sexist here right now for just a smidge, but just bear with me here. You see, Transformers is mainly a guy-centric property.
Well, of course.
I mean, come on. Look at the concept. Giant robots fucking shit
That
up.
blows shit up and transform into cars and tanks.
Exactly. So, the female Autobots are in there to get the girlfriends participating
Yeah,
in
they were designed.
multiplayer. Yeah, exactly. An escalation more. Oh, honey, come play with me in escalation mode. They got your favorite transformer here. And I mean, they're very, like.
They're very provocatively made. I mean, I honestly hate to say this, but if RC were real, I'd tap that. She got a nice ass and a nice C cup.
And you were talking shit to me earlier.
I mean, I'm sorry, but when you can look at the body like, damn. What's her face? Megan Fox got nothing on you, sexy.
Too
That's
bad she
another thing.
wasn't like that in the Michael Bay movie where she only had two lines.
She only technically had one line because it was a run-on fucking sentence. I mean, unfortunately, I know because we're all trans. Me and him are both the biggest Transformers fans we can think of. If you were to take RC from that movie and put her into the game, that's who she is. Her voice lines are terrible. She's got the shittiest puns. She's a smartass in this entire game. She's an entire smartass in with her, all her sayings.
Well, she was kind of like that in the movie as well, anyways. And I'm talking about the original movie.
True. I mean, the main thing that I found very disappointing was when playing as Soundwave in the Decepticon campaign, and yes, my name is based off my most favorite Transformer ever, Soundwave. You don't get to use his Conceticons. You don't even get to use them. You don't. The only times you ever get to see them is in the Autobot campaign when you fight him in the prison. That's it. And if you've noticed, if you've ever played the campaign, for those who have, I'm afraid to spoil this for those who haven't, none of the Decepticons that were around in G1 die. No one dies. You don't die at all. I mean, I'm not talking about player-wise, yes, you can die, but the main storyline characters, for example, Megatron, Starscream gets slagged, Soundwave gets the shit kicked out of him, they don't die. They never die. I can see why, because hey, it's G1, they never died. Yes, they never died, but you think they'd get severely damaged and be like, oh damn, I cannot move. Ow, 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 I'm offline. No, it's more of a, oh, I will fight you again.
Yep, that's. I'd hate to be kind of have a lack of words for this, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, and another thing I kind of have a personal complaint about in this game is, well,
The final
again,
boss.
my. Well, no, not that. My name is Ratchet, based off of my favorite Transformer, Ratchet. And when I heard I get to play as him, you're damn right I jumped on that shit, like, quick. But you only get to play him
Once.
once, maybe twice, and all I could think is, what the fuck? And throughout the rest of the campaign, you need a scientist.
You need a
You
healer.
need a healer.
You don't
I
get
mean,
one.
there are too many tanks in this
Hey
game.
man, even on easy mode, when we played it in the Decepticon campaign, first mission, we died 12 times. They throw everything they've got at you right off the go. I mean, yes, I like it, it's a challenge, but there's too damn many fucking brutes. You have to shoot them in the back to kill them. What the fuck were they thinking? And this is on easy. You'd think it would take less hits. No. No, motherfucker. You fucked. That's another thing bringing up to the final boss that I mentioned earlier. I'm sorry, people. I'm spoiling this now. You don't fight Megatron. You don't fight him. There's no one shall stand and one shall fall line. No. It's Triptychon. You fight a giant motherfucking fire-snorting lizard. You don't fight Megatron. You don't fight anyone that resembles him. No. You fight Triptychon. I'm sorry, but when was Triptychon on Cybertron? He never was. He was built in G1 on the goddamn planet Earth. You don't fight him on Cybertron. No, he's not the goddamn satellite how they made him out to be in this game. I'm sorry. You fucked up G1. The Aerobots were never on Cybertron at that time. They were not even created. They were created by Optimus Prime and Ratchet in G1 on Earth. Same with the Dinobots, even though they're not even mentioned in this game. But you get to see a glimpse of Grimlock in the background in the trailer.
Although, to kind of correct you on that one, dude, they do eventually send the Aerobots back in
Well,
time, but
yeah, that was a
from
thing.
what, yeah, but from what I remember, after they do what they have to do, they return back to their normal time
Yeah, of
period.
course. Everyone does. I mean, it's essentially that they took the idea of G1 to make it the game tie in with the, no, excuse me, the original storyline. I mean, I'm spoiling the ending for you guys. I don't really care anymore. You see them building there. It's like, I have commissioned an ark that will carry us to another world. Who knows where that will be? Earth. Problem solved.
Yep, next game, War
Earth.
for Cybertron 2, I guess, if you want to
If
call
it's
it
going to
that.
be one, I don't think there will be one. But for me, it's an 8 out of 10. The only reason why it's an 8 is because campaign-wise, score, multiplayer-wise, it's a 2. Sound-wise, that's awesome. Put on a Turtle Beach headset and you are good. You'll never hear a damn thing for the rest of your life. The music, beautiful. Beautiful. They took the metal themes, everything great. The only complaint was the fuck credit song. Yes, it's a Transformers thing, but it's not. It's like they got White Lion or whoever the fuck made the original theme for the movie back and gave them a jazz remix of the song.
Oh yes, and I believe that was actually Stan Bu Stan or did Stan Bush just write The
Stan
Touch?
Butch wrote The Touch only. But I mean, still, the game. It's a
Well,
game.
that okay, he did that, and he did Dare.
Yeah, that's right, Dare. And that was all he wrote. But it's a good game in my mind if you want to play multiplayer with your buddies, drink a few beers, sit down and reminisce about Transformers old and new, and have fun with it. If you're going to play multiplayer, stay away from it. However, meet both myself, Ratchet will be doing a fun little multiplayer experience. We're going to both play on our gamer tags. Mine is Dark Soundwave. The D and the S are capitalized, and Ratchet 412162 will be on Xbox Live playing the game roughly on Sunday, July 4th. It'll be a special 4th of July weekend fun run. We're going to have fun with this. We're
Oh,
going to blow up
yes.
some Decepticons, destroy some Autobots, and have fun with this shit. If you care to join us, send us a message via Xbox Live, and we'll send you a game invite.
Or if you want to also email
That is
us.
right, we now have an email.
Oh, yes. Otaku by default at yahoo.com.
All right, feel free to message us, and I have a special message for y'all. Y'all just lost the motherfucking game, and Ratchet the Powered In got raped up the ass. Take care, everybody.
Good night, everyone.